You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's women's football team, the Matildas, have arrived in France ahead of their opening World Cup group match against Italy on Sunday night. The players were given a warm welcome in Valenciennes, receiving gifts from local school children. Midfielder Hayley Rasso says it was just what the team needed.
It does a little bit because of the entrance we just had. I think with all of the special welcome, it's exciting and it kind of makes you feel like you're really here and you're really ready to go. And I think now that we're here, we do focus on Italy and we all can't wait to get out there and play.
SBS will telecast the FIFA Women's World Cup opening match, every Matildas match, and the semi-finals and final. Coverage begins at 4 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Saturday morning with the first match between host nation France and Korea. SBS's coverage of Australia's opening match against Italy begins at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday night. Australia's men's football team will also take to the field, playing South Korea in an international friendly on Friday night. Adelaide United winger Craig Goodwin is hoping to impress on his return to the national team.
Yeah, obviously very excited. I was involved in the camp in Brisbane just before the Asian Cup, so it was a bit disappointing, obviously, to miss out on that. But, you know, it's just about focusing on your club football and trying to put in good performances and be there consistently. And it's a challenge I've had probably throughout my whole career, is trying to be in the national team set up consistently. And, you know, it comes with good club performance. So I've managed to, you know, have a good season this year with Adelaide, and now it's a good chance in this camp to hopefully get some minutes and really state my claim.
Australia's men's cricket team continues its World Cup campaign with a match against India on Sunday night. In tennis, the French Open finishes this weekend with the men's and women's champions to be crowned at Roland Garros. The latter stages of the tournament have been affected by rain, but the women's singles final is still scheduled for Saturday, with coverage on SBS from 10:30 p.m. The men's singles final is scheduled for Sunday night, with coverage beginning on SBS at 11:10 p.m. NRL coaches will be hoping players involved in State of Origin will be able to back up for their respective teams this weekend. There were no major injuries as Queensland defeated New South Wales in the series opener on Wednesday night. Round 13 starts on Friday night when the South Sydney Rabbitohs play the Newcastle Knights in Sydney. Rabbitohs coach Wayne Bennett is excited for James Roberts, who returns to South Sydney after a mid-season switch from the Broncos. He played 10 games for Souths in 2011.
James Roberts, we all know who he is, we all know what he does. And he's just turned up here, he's playing for South Sydney, and let's see what he brings when he plays. We all know what he brings. So
there will be only 6 AFL fixtures this weekend, with 5 teams having a bye. Adrian Archuli, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.